This is Ed Vitagliano, and I want to thank everyone who donated during our recent Share-a-thon. You have once again contributed enough for this ministry to continue in all our efforts and to share the truth and love of Jesus Christ. Our ministry is completely dependent on the grace of God, which comes to us in the form of donations from like-minded partners. We appreciate your sacrificial giving. Thanks again for supporting American Family Radio during our Yes He Can Share-a-thon.
It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
It is First Time Callers, so start lining up, folks. If you've never been on the show with us, today could be your day.
So First Time Callers only today. Now, we're going to ask three questions each.
The quack of a duck does not produce an echo. Is that true or false?
That falls under the category of it's just wrong.
Yes.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for joining us on what we call... Ready, guys? This is your cue. One, two, three.
Learning University.
Learning University. And yes, that tenor voice was Brother Bert Harper there, who's filling in for J.J. Jasper, who has a bass.
That's right. Hey, everybody will see me, and they say, that I knew what you sounded like, and that's what you look like? You know, I don't know. This doesn't go
together.
They don't say
we're disappointed on both fronts, do they, Bert?
I've gotten that before myself. Yeah, a few folks have.
Yeah, I travel around. By the way, Ed Vitagliano, good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
For those watching on the Internet, as I raise my hands here, Ed is rocking a Boston Bruins Hawaiian shirt.
That's right. Hockey season started this week.
That's kind of an odd hybrid, though, isn't it? You think of tropical islands and ice hockey, they just don't go together.
Well, I tell you, I got this for my grandkids.
Okay.
For my birthday in August. But our team got knocked. We didn't even make the playoffs last year.
The
Boston Bruins. So they were in Hawaii a lot earlier than everybody else. So it kind of works.
I got you. Anyway, thanks for joining us, everybody. It is Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. So I was just saying that I travel sometimes and meet people and say, I listen to you on the radio. You don't look anything like what we imagined.
Yes.
And I go, well, how do I take that exactly?
I always ask people, because they'll say the same thing.
Yeah.
You don't look like I thought you would, and I say, it's kind of disappointing.
All right, J.J. Jasper's not here today. He's traveling, right, Bert?
Traveling. He's over in Arkansas.
Okay.
He's going to be speaking at I don't know. I know he's at a church somewhere, two different churches.
Yeah. Well, go to jjjasper.com. Yeah. That's all you got to do to find out where J.J.'s going to be speaking. And make your plans to attend. All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. Ed, how do we play this here game?
Well, is it a game, though?
We need to ask ourselves. It's more than a game.
It is. It's more than a game. This is learning. And listen, folks, we guarantee if you listen to this program,
yes, we do,
you will wind up being
smarter,
betterer,
and awesomer.
So what we're going to do is each of us three professors, we are going to ask three questions each. It is first-time callers, so if you've never been on the air with us before, here's the number to call to start lining up, 888-589-8840.
Mm-hmm.
That's to get on the program with us. You do need to be 11 years old or older.
First-time callers only.
First-time callers only. 888-589-8840. 8840.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to start lining up. I don't see a single name or
That's
phone number
we haven't opened the phone
on my computer
yet.
Screen. So this could be your day. And
Cindy
so,
didn't quit, did she?
Oh, there it goes. She's opened them up. Okay. She's ready now.
So three questions each. That's nine questions total
for
all you math whizzes. And Brother Bert, one of those questions we think is kind of special.
It is the mystery question, mm-hmm. and it's one of the nine, so it's got to be one of those. And if you answer that question correctly, you'll hear this sound.
And Beloved Cowbell.
What does that mean? There's something about a cap or hat?
Yeah, if the Beloved Cowbell rings after you've answered one of our questions correctly, the mystery question, as Bert said, you will win yourself an AFR ball cap. And I'm holding it in my hand for those watching on YouTube, Facebook, or AFR stream.afa.net. Anyway, with the ball cap, farmer's cap, trucker's cap, it's a really a chameleon. It's a chameleon cap. It can be whatever you want it to be. It's a really, really nice ball cap, right?
It really is. It's the nicest looking
AFR.
Yes.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. So it's win deep. That. Win that if you answer the mystery question correctly. And as Ed said, this is first-time callers only. So if you've never gotten on the air with us, call because you're the one who's eligible to be on the program with us today. 11 years old and older, as Ed said. So Tim, Ed, and Brother Bert, and so are we ready to?
I think we're ready.
Ready to dish?
I'm personally ready. I'm ready to dish.
Ready to go.
All right.
Let's dish out our questions.
Here are my three questions.
Here they are.
If your body makes the sound of Borbrigmus, what is happening? If your body makes the sound of Borbrigmus, what is happening? Now, I had kind of like some science questions last week, and this may be one of the last ones I have from that website I found. But
is this like snap? Would it be commonly called snap, crackle, and pop?
No.
Is that
no.
How people would know
that's
this?
A different, like, that's a sound that the three of us right. Probably hear more often.
The Rice
Krispie
syndrome?
Yeah. That's right.
All right, second question. What NCAA basketball head coach holds the record for most career wins? What NCAA basketball head coach holds the record for most career wins? And then third question, it's a true false in honor of JJ Jasper. He loves his true false questions. A pineapple is actually a vegetable. Is that true or false? A pineapple is actually a vegetable. Is that true or false?
Okay. Here's my three. What is the Bible question? What is the name of the mountain that the ark rested on after the flood? What is the name of the mountain that the ark rested on after the flood?
Is it still there today?
Still there today. Hey, the ark's been found a lot of times. You know what I mean? You'll get that. There'll be something come up. Has the ark been found?
Yes, that's
and,
right.
Well, we're still searching.
Some people say in Kentucky.
Northern Kentucky.
That's right.
Yeah, that is. The Andrew Griffith Show question. Warren Ferguson, who was on 11 episodes, was the deputy of Mayberry that took the place of Barney Fife. He had an inside track on the job because his uncle was a citizen of Mayberry. Who was his uncle? Okay.
Good
got
question.
That?
No, I didn't get it.
Okay.
Go ahead and take 2 minutes and repeat.
Who is the uncle of Warren Ferguson? Let me put it that way. Okay.
On Andy Griffith.
Yeah, on the Andy Griffith Show.
Warren's uncle.
Warren's uncle. That's right. It's a little tricky. If they don't have it at the end, I'm going to give them multiple choice and get people thinking
about it.
All
right, you dumb
it
down.
Yeah, okay. Third, and it's baseball season. Baseball season for me doesn't necessarily start until the playoffs, and then it gets really interesting.
Right.
Who was the only pitcher to throw a perfect game in the World Series? Who was the only pitcher to throw a perfect game in the World Series?
All right, is that your three?
That's my three.
All right, here are my three. Number one, and, you know, we've been doing trivia so long now, we may start to repeat our questions. It's hard to find new questions now.
It is.
I don't know what those Jeopardy guys do. You know, always finding new questions for the show, Jeopardy. They probably have a staff.
I'm sure
they
do.
They have staff that gets paid a lot of money to do that. You know who does our questions?
Us.
Ed and me.
For no extra cash.
On the computer.
I think you guys. I'm on just ever so often, and I think, man, if I had to do this every week.
Right. It's a challenge.
It is.
People take us for granted, though, Bert.
They do.
Well, you know? Listen.
Absolutely.
Try it one time. They'll appreciate you.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, number one, what do the stripes on the American flag represent?
Gotcha.
All right? That's an American history question. What do the stripes on the American flag represent? Number two, how many pounds are in a ton?
Gotcha.
We use the word ton.
A ton.
All the time. Yeah, yeah, that's right, a ton. Few people know the exact measurement there.
That's right.
How many pounds are in a ton? All right, and finally, from the world of science, don't think I don't know science, because I do know my science. The first vaccine was developed in 1796 for which disease? The first vaccine was developed in the year 1796 for which disease? This disease, I was reading about this, basically ravaged the world. Okay, it was bad. Probably the number one killer. And it's been eradicated today.
Yeah.
All right. But the vaccine was developed in 1796 for which disease? All right, and so there you go. Never mind. Let's get to the phones.
Okay.
Did Bert have a something?
Yeah, I got Bert, it. Since I do this on
the board. Oh, you knew what the answer to that?
No, he's going to be our phone
I'm going to answer
person.
Do the phone, but also that was one of my questions, and I had to exit out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we don't collaborate. So
great
anyway.
Minds think alike.
Amen. Right. Okay.
Hey, great accent, speak alike, like Bert and me.
Let's go to Oklahoma. Mary, thank you for calling.
Hello.
What part of Oklahoma are you from?
Northeast of Oklahoma City.
Okay.
Northeast of Oklahoma City.
That's in the middle part, I'm telling you.
Northeast of Oklahoma City.
Lincoln County.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the town? Is that Shawnee or what is that?
No, I prefer not to say.
Oh. Okay, listen, we all got our, you know, issues with ATF or IRS or FBI. We all got our reasons for wanting anonymity. So anyway.
With that in mind, Mary, do you want to answer or ask
for
both?
I am going to ask a question.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I am a Mayberry fanatic.
All right.
Okay.
Watch it morning, evening, and even sleep with it at night.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
So, what is Barney Fife's middle name?
Barney Fife's middle name.
It has come up two or three different ones. I forgot them all, but on one program it was one, and on another one, and then in the yearbook it was something else. It really was.
Okay, so we're going to talk amongst ourselves, Mary.
Well, I'm not.
Okay.
Y'all go ahead.
Get live, man.
It's Bernard P. Fife, right? Bernard P. Fife. So,
Man, it's not Philip, but it is
Phineas or something. It's something odd, isn't it?
It was. One of them was. Hey, I can't remember it.
I think you stumped us, Mary. What is his name, his middle name? Mary, are you there?
Your middle name. Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, now we can. Sorry.
Go right ahead.
Okay. In one episode, Andy asked Barney, he said, I thought your name was Oliver. His middle name was Oliver in that episode.
You mean he changed it from episode to episode?
Two different times. I know he had two different.
I thought it was Bernard P. Fife.
Yeah.
P. It's P in
yeah,
one.
Yeah, he would say Bernard P. Fife, and Andy said, I thought your middle name was Oliver.
Oh.
Yeah.
But
So is there an official middle name for Barney, Mary?
That's the only one I know of.
Okay.
All right.
What's P stand for?
I guess we don't know.
I don't.
We may. We may look it up here in just a little bit. Hey. We have a chance. Hey.
But. All of us Mayberry folks, we'll need to look that up.
Yeah.
You know, that's good. Thank you, Mary, for calling. Okay, let's go to the great state of Minnesota. Valerie.
Minnesota.
Yeah, way up there. That's way up north. The land.
They play hockey there. Ed likes
Minnesota. Yeah,
they play hockey there.
They don't have to have an indoor stadium in Minnesota.
Well, they do. Oh, you mean to play ice
play
hockey. I got you, Bert. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Valerie, you want to answer, ask, or both?
Can I do both, please?
Which question do you want to try to answer?
So the one-ton question.
Okay. By the way, where do you live in Minnesota, Valerie?
I live in Austin, Minnesota, which is about half hour north of the Iowa border.
Okay, like Montevideo area?
Nope, further south than that. Very close to the Iowa border. I could almost throw a stone and hit Iowa.
Okay. Hey, listen, I can't help myself. Everywhere I go, I mean, when people mention where I've been, one time had to go speak in a little town called Orange City, Iowa. You ever heard of that?
I have not, no.
it's right near you, not too far, Iowa. Okay. Orange City, anyway. Okay. So I drove from Minneapolis down to Orange City, which is in the northwest corner of Iowa, Orange City.
Okay.
And I probably drove right by your house. Anyway, just family farms for miles and miles and miles.
That's
right.
That's exactly right. Yes.
And
that is right.
I thought I was going to see, Laura Ingalls out there somewhere in the field. But beautiful countryside. But anyway, I went to speak in Orange City, Iowa, and I was the only person that didn't have the last name that started with Van. Because it was a Dutch That's community, great. And everybody who come up to me, it said, "Hey, I'm so and so," and everybody had the Van something. Anyway, just a memory I have that nobody cares about, but I do remember that to this day.
I care, Tim.
Do you care?
That was very touching.
That's very touching.
Which you've shared.
Thank you. Yeah. So it matters to me. It should matter to you if my friend, right?
Yes, exactly.
Like the Barney's middle name.
Okay,
matters to me because it matters to you.
Now, go ahead. We have gotten some text messages. Brent Creeley looked up as well.
You mean people responding to the Barney question?
The Barney question.
Okay.
Valerie,
we're going to interrupt this program, and we'll be back in 30 seconds, okay?
Hold on. Hang in there.
Right, our youngest son, Micah, he sent it to me, and in the yearbook, as I said it was, it's Bernard Milton Fife.
Okay.
However,
yes.
In the episode,
it's disputed.
It is disputed.
Yes, wow.
In the episode, a plaque for Mayberry. His middle name is Oliver, and in later episodes, he refers to himself as Bernard P. Fife, but the letter's corresponding name is never specified.
What if he really wasn't a legal U.S. citizen? Have you ever considered that?
Because that's what happens. That's who he could have been.
He didn't want to be deported.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So anyway, that's Mary was our first caller and provided some good Andy Griffith fodder.
Okay.
Ready
All right,
go.
Valerie, go ahead. Ask, answer, or both?
Okay. Can I do both?
Yes, you can.
So the one-ton question was the one I was willing to answer.
Okay, the question is, how many pounds are in a ton, Valerie?
2,000.
Yes. Woo. Absolutely. Now, did you have to look that up, or did you know that?
Nope, I knew that because I actually used to own a hog nursery barn, and we used to have to order feed, and you order it in tons, and so it's good to know how much tonnage is in your bin.
Hey, well, there you go. One other follow-up, Valerie. If you load 16 tons, what do you get?
Another day old.
You know that one?
Very, very heavy.
Okay. You don't know that song, though, right?
No.
Okay.
Oh, man.
How old are you? Ask a woman.
I am 43.
Okay. Well, you wouldn't know it. You wouldn't know it, because I'm 62 and barely remember it.
Well, I remember it well.
Tons.
Okay. Tell us about the song.
Okay. It is a song, 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt.
Yep. St. Peter, don't you call me.
Because
I can't go.
I owe my soul to the company stove.
And who sang it?
It was Ernie Ford.
Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Wow.
That's a great song.
It is. He had that you were talking about bass voice.
Yeah.
He had a bass
voice. Yeah, Tennessee Ernie Ford. Anyway, Valerie, way to go. You knew the answer. How many pounds are in a ton? And the answer is 2,000 pounds. And so, okay, Valerie, go ahead. What's your question for us?
Okay, so Austin, Minnesota is home to Hormel Corporate.
Okay.
It is also home to a plant. They make a canned meat there. Do you know what the famous meat is that they make in Hormel Foods in Austin, Minnesota?
I think I do. Can we talk amongst ourselves?
I know.
Okay,
sure.
We're going to talk amongst 100%. Ourselves, Valerie. Is it spam?
It's spam.
Is it spam?
Spam.
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 Spam. Spam.
Spam.
Spam.
Don't knock it till you try it.
You know, isn't it funny how the internet picks up on other names? Spam.
Oh, spam. Yeah.
Yeah.
All that. Did we get it right, Valerie?
That's right. That is
that's right. All right. Map for ourselves.
Yeah.
Valerie, will you send us a can you send us a couple cans? Go down to the factory and right off the factory belt, send us a couple of spam cans.
Yeah, there's actually a spam museum here as well, in case you're interested and you drive through next.
Spam museum. Now, Valerie, I'm going to tell you, not too long ago, I don't know, maybe it's a couple of years ago because we were still across the street. We had some sort of a spam question on Trivia Friday. And somebody sent us a case of spam with all kinds of different flavors. And I seriously thought to myself, I'm walking past the kitchen, through the kitchen, and I saw all this spam. And I thought, you know what? It's been since I was a kid since I've had spam. I'm going to grab one of these and then, you know, we'll fry it up and have a spam sandwich or something. I looked on the back of it. And the amount of sodium in a can of spam, I said, I'll have a stroke if I eat this. And so I didn't have it.
Right,
I guess they have to add a lot of salt.
That's why it's tasty.
Yeah, to make it tasty.
Yeah, so you got a spam museum, Valerie. We never knew that. That's pretty cool.
That's news.
Yeah.
Do they give free samples if you go?
They do. They do get free samples. And they actually talk about in World War II how Hormel helped with providing protein for the soldiers.
Yeah.
Do they have an amusement park called Spamland?
They don't, no.
Okay, well, they need to catch up with Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Well, but
Hershey
now
has one.
A theme park like that.
Spamland?
In Minnesota would be open 1 month out of the year.
Well, you may wear your coat. Yeah. Buck, man, go to Spamland. All right. Well, thank you, Valerie. Take care. We appreciate it very much.
And thank you for being patient. We interrupted her a bunch on
we
that.
Did. But to bring people very important information about Barney Fife's middle name.
And about spam.
The truth was that Barney Fife, it sounded like to me it was inconclusive, Barney Fife's middle name.
Your book would be more accurate, wouldn't you think?
More accurate than what Barney himself said?
You know what I think what happened right there? I'll bet you.
That's a writing problem.
Pardon me?
That's a writing problem.
Yeah, what happened was they probably changed writers.
Yep.
It was probably, you know, a couple years removed, and they probably changed writers on the show, and the other one didn't know that it had ever been mentioned before, and the actors, they probably didn't pick up on
it. Well, do you guys do this? This is what they call continuity issues in, like, a television show or in a movie.
Yeah.
You're looking at a scene, and someone's holding a glass.
Yeah.
And then they switch perspectives over to the other person. They come back, and the person's holding a sandwich. Yeah. And you go, wait a second.
No, that's go ahead.
I was going to say, my wife used to get so upset because I would, back when we were watching videotapes, I'd say, no, look, he's not holding a glass anymore. Right. And I'd rewind it. She'd say, I don't care. Just let the movie play.
I know. That's when Allison says, shut up and watch the movie.
Yeah. That's right.
Just, huh?
Enjoy the movie.
Why do you have to nitpick everything? Okay, no, listen. All right, so we shall return momentarily with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and Bert, we'll see you back here in a couple of minutes.
We're living in a time when truth is under attack. Lies are easy to tell, easy to spread, and easy to believe. But truth is costly. And nowhere is the cost greater than for mothers in crisis. When a woman is told abortion is her only option, silence and lies surround her. But when she walks into a preborn network clinic, she's met with compassion, support, and the truth about the life growing inside her. That moment of truth happens through a free ultrasound, and it's a game changer. When a mother sees her baby and hears that heartbeat, it literally doubles the chance she'll choose life. Preborn Network clinics are on the front lines, meeting women in their darkest hour, loving them, and helping them choose life and sharing truth. Friend, this is not a time to be silent. It's a time for courage, for truth, for life. Just $28 provides one ultrasound and the opportunity for a mother to see her baby, to help her choose truth and life. Donate today. Call #250 and say baby. That's #250 baby. Or give online at preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
People say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load the 16 ton. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
There you go. That's
hey, a very a snappy yet completely unbiblical song. So, folks, we're not preaching. We're not preaching
that
theology.
Wasn't theology, huh? Yeah. Okay.
This is not exploring the word. This is Trivia Friday.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
16 Tons by Tennessee Ernie Ford. That was in black and white. That video that we pulled the song from. It's probably in the 50s. All right, Trivia Friday. It is on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and Bert, JJ skipped town again. Traveling, he travels around speaking.
He's in Arkansas.
He's in Arkansas today. So check JJJasper.com, JJJasper.com. All right, we want to repeat our questions real quickly, fellas, and back
all
to
right.
the phones.
I haven't
we'll
even
go.
Had a peep, but I'll.
You haven't had a peep?
Not a peep.
Have a peep.
All right, here are my three questions. Okay. If your body makes the sound of Borborygmus.
Oh, man.
What is happening? Now, it's spelled a little strange, B-O-R-B-O-R-Y-G-M-U-S. We probably have some medical people who know this. If your body
so you
makes-
went with bodily sounds for $200 today. Out of all the questions in the world you could do, that's right. What you went with.
That's what I went okay. with and led off with it. If your body makes the sound of Borborygmus,
right.
What is happening?
Okay.
Second question, what NCAA basketball head coach holds the record for most career wins? And then third question, a pineapple is actually a vegetable. Is that true or false?
That was really? That's a good question, but
it's one or the other.
Yeah. Well, you mean a vegetable
fruit or
fruit?
Vegetable, one or the other.
Yeah.
There's a lot of plants that you don't know which one it is.
You wouldn't expect.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be a trick question. We don't know.
Could be.
You never know. Hey, here's my theory. What is the name of the mountain that the ark rested on after the flood? And then Tim's favorite question, the way I ask it.
Yep.
Warren Ferguson was the deputy of Mayberry that took the place of Barney Fife. What citizen of Mayberry was his uncle? One of the main characters.
That's a deep dive.
That's a
it
deep
is.
Dive.
That's Barney.
They'll know it.
Mayberry RFD deep dive.
Okay. Who was the only pitcher to throw a perfect game in the World Series? This is baseball time, October. Baseball
I know the
time.
Answer to that.
Yes.
I did know the answer to that, right?
You did.
Yeah, because you answered it before
off
the show.
Off the air. What does RFDs mean?
Rule free delivery.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a mail service?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they call it Mayberry RFD?
It came along.
There was a spinoff.
It's spinoff, and they did that, yes.
Oh, did they?
After Andy left the show. After Barney left, they replaced him with Warren Ferguson. 11 episodes is all. Who don't play?
There's some. There's.
That's it.
Yeah, that was annoying.
Yes, it was.
That's the reason it only lasted 11 episodes.
There are some people in history you don't follow.
You are right.
Yeah. You don't try to replace Elvis. You don't pull on Superman's cape.
And you don't spit into the wind.
You don't come on after Don Knotts playing Barney.
Life.
All right.
You nip it in the bud.
Yeah. All right, here are my three questions. What do the stripes on the American flag represent?
That's a good question. Everyone should know this.
Mm-hmm. Second question I have is, the first vaccine was developed in the year 1796 for which disease? And this is a big deal in human history.
Yes, it is.
Well, vaccine's a big deal now, man.
Yeah.
So that's a relevant question.
Yeah. So the first vaccine was developed in 1796 for which disease? And number three, what do the letters DNA stand for? We hear this every day, don't we?
Right.
That's in their DNA, or the police are looking at the DNA, whatever the case may be. We use those three letters together, and we all know what that means pretty much. But what do the letters DNA actually stand for? Okay. And remember, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
There
you
go. That's right.
And that includes letters.
Yes.
You know?
That's true.
I want you to think about that today.
That's a life lesson.
I don't have time to go into it, but Ed's right. It's a life lesson.
We don't just impart information around here.
No.
We give you life lessons.
Right. Education.
That's right. All the way around.
Education and life lessons. All right, back to the phones. Who's
doing? Okay.
Bert's doing Billy. The phones.
Yeah, Billy from West Virginia. Billy, thank you for calling.
How you doing today?
Doing well. Listen, West Virginia, what's the name of the town?
Linside.
Okay.
Is that north, south, east, or west in West Virginia?
Probably to the south.
Like Bluefield area?
Yeah. About 40 miles from Bluefield.
Okay. I got you. I know where you are.
Hey, Billy, you want to answer?
Got a pretty good GPS up there in that noggin, don't I, Ed?
Yes, you do.
All right, I'll go ahead and do that.
What's that?
I'll go ahead and do both.
Okay. Which question?
All right. I'm going with the pineapple one.
All right. Billy, here's the question. A pineapple is actually a vegetable. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say
all right, you're breaking up a little bit. Billy, you're breaking up a little bit. Yeah. Go ahead.
You might want to get help.
Go ahead and answer again. I did not hear your answer. Can anybody hear him?
False. Did you say false?
Yes,
he said false. I thought he said
okay,
false.
What were you saying?
I think we hear him now.
You can? Okay.
Billy, you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. So stop right where you are.
Wherever you don't walk it.
All right, I'm not moving.
No, don't move. Don't turn your head. Don't do anything.
The answer is 100% false. Pineapple is a fruit.
All right, so Billy got it right. Way to go.
He got it right. Well done, sir.
That would have been very disappointing.
Yes.
Yes, it would.
Had pineapple actually been a vegetable.
Yeah. But it would have explained why some people put it on pizza.
Yeah.
At least it was a vegetable.
But they'd have to throw it out of fruit salad.
That's true.
Right. Yeah. It would echo through the halls of human history.
It would change everything.
Through the buffets of human history, we would all remember that.
All right. What's your question for us, Billy?
Okay. Gloria Samson. Philistines. Hey, it turned it over his back.
Billy, I'm sorry. We cannot hear you. We hear every third word.
Right.
You answered correctly, but we don't.
And
know
we don't have an interpreter here.
Yeah.
You know, in the Bible, you're supposed to have one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It is an unknown language I'm hearing. Yeah.
Listen, I hate to do this to Billy. Billy, can we get his phone number and Billy and call him back, even if he's next week?
Cindy's going to try.
Okay, we'll try to get Billy back.
All right, I'm going to put him on hold.
It's a cell phone. It's a cell phone problem that we're experiencing there with Billy.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me in the back?
Yeah.
All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. Tim, Ed, and Bert.
Okay.
Who's up next, Bert?
It is Candy from Oklahoma. Thank you, Candy, for calling.
Thank you.
Yes. Listen, is that your full name or is it Candace? Candy short for Candace or what?
It's Candy Martin.
Candy, okay.
Okay, well, great. I love it.
Now, throw candy like a candy bar.
Now, let me just ask probably an obvious question. Is the Halloween season a difficult time for you?
Sometimes, because I don't worship it.
Well, no. What I mean is the fact that your name is Candy, and everyone's buying candy and all of that.
Yeah. I snickered at that question.
Oh, you snickered.
I did. Okay.
Boy, that was bad. That was bad.
I have grown up in the elementary school, and the kids would always say, "Hey, Candy, you got some candy?"
Yeah, I know. Nothing's like okay. Nothing's like...
You used to get the what did you call it?
Mr. Ed jokes. Yeah. Oh yeah. No, yeah.
But you also got the Eddie Spaghetti with the meat. What
Eddie
that?
Spaghetti with the meatball eyes. Put them in the oven and you get French fries. I get that a lot. I mean, not as much anymore because it's kind of
stupid. Stan needs to stop that, though, after all these years, don't you think?
Yeah. 44 years of marriage, and I just can't get her to stop doing the Eddie Spaghetti thing. To this day, my sisters, especially the one who's closest in age, Nina, she lives in the Dallas area. She'll call me up and say, Eddie Spaghetti. Just never dies.
And you know immediately who it is.
I know immediately.
All right, Candy, ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to answer.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
The one about the Ark.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here it is. What is the name of a mountain that the Ark rested on after the flood?
That would be Mount Ararat.
Great.
Way to go. Great. Andy, where is that?
That I don't know. I know it's far away.
Yeah. It's in modern day Turkey, right?
It is. Modern day Turkey. And how many times people have claimed they found it, I don't know. Right. But Ken Helm rebuilt it. So we can go to northern Kentucky and see
to get
it.
A replica.
Yeah.
In fact, we're going to have a team there.
Yes.
AFA at the Ark.
Yes.
It's an annual thing we do now.
Yeah. Listen, the most amazing thing to me about that Ark is going around the curve and seeing it the first time.
I've never been.
To see it on the outside the first time will take your breath. It's that big. And if you go, take kids with you. It makes it doubly fun.
Well,
it really does. Makes it fun.
That's a necessity.
Hey, do you have a question for us, Candy?
No, but I will say that my favorite part of the Ark would be the door.
It's better to be on the inside of that.
Jesus is the door, you know, where they have the cross, you know, where they have the cross,
right?
Showing up on it, and they said Jesus is the door. So that's my favorite part of it. We've been
Candy.
There twice.
Good work.
Okay. All right,
good work.
Cool. Well, thanks, Candy, for calling. Appreciate it very much.
Okay, let's go to Georgia, and it's Amanda. Amanda, thank you for calling.
Thank you. I'm so excited to get through today.
Well, that is good.
We're excited to have you. First time callers only. Amanda, where do you live in Georgia?
Leesburg, Georgia.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I've been there. That's real close.
South
Sylvester
Central.
And Albany, right down there, north of both of those.
Okay. Yeah.
Exactly.
South Central.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. We love it here.
Okay.
Great. Well, do you want to ask, answer, or both, Amanda?
Both.
Well, which question?
The stripes on the flag.
Go round and round, Amanda. Wait a minute. My bad. I got my nursery rhymes mixed up with my American history questions. All right. So here's a question Amanda's going to answer because she's a great patriot. Okay.
She's got this.
And the question is, what do the stripes on the American flag represent, Amanda?
The 13 original colors.
That's what I'm talking about.
13 stripes.
Amanda, way to go. Exactly. A lot of people don't know that, I would guess. You know, you would ask that man on the street. I bet half the people would get it,
I've seen, and now I'm not trying to pick on young people because this is the age group that was being asked. They didn't know what the stars represented.
Oh, me.
They didn't even know how many states we had.
The first flag had 13 stars and 13 stripes.
Yep.
Only time that happened.
That's embarrassing.
Yes.
You just mentioned, huh?
Yes.
You don't know how many, what the stars are for on the American flag?
And in this series of Man on the Street interviews, they'll ask young people, what's the capital of the United States? And there's like young people who go, is it Europe? And I'm just going, come on. Are you kidding me?
There's a daily double for you right here, Amanda.
Uh-oh.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay, Amanda, I'm going to send you an AFR ball cap. And a really nice one. If you can name the 13 original states. Colonies.
Colonies.
The 13 original. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I know Georgia was one.
Okay.
Let's see.
Do ten of them.
We'll do ten.
Yeah, ten. Give me ten. Go.
Okay. North Carolina,
yes.
South Carolina.
Yes, that's three.
Delaware.
Four.
Pennsylvania.
Five.
You're halfway there.
Massachusetts.
Six.
Maryland.
Seven.
What else is up there? Connecticut.
Eight.
What else is up there?
That's funny. Says the Southerner.
Yeah.
That's right.
Where are those Yankees?
What else is up there? Okay, you got two more. Come on, you can do it, Amanda.
Let's see. Did I say New Hampshire?
No, you didn't. That's nine. You need one more.
Okay. Virginia.
That's 10. Way to go.
Way to go.
Excellent. Amanda.
Who were the other three, Ed? Wasn't it Vermont, Maine?
New York.
Vermont, Maine, and New York?
New Jersey, New York.
Vermont was Vermont, part of New Hampshire.
Okay. Yes, part of New Hampshire at that
time. Oh, okay, okay.
What'd she leave out?
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
New Jersey. New Jersey. New York.
And New York.
New Jersey, New York. She left New York out on purpose.
Which, I sure did.
Which I'm okay with. I'm totally okay. With.
As a Bostonian.
Georgia, yeah. South Carolina, North Carolina.
Would it be Maine?
Yeah, Maine.
Maine.
Yeah, Maine. Way to go, Amanda. Okay, hold on. You got to ask your question of us, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, and then when you get through, don't hang up because Cindy is going to get
on hold.
Yeah, going to get you. We're going to put you on hold, get your mailing address so we can send you the ball cap, okay?
Awesome.
Okay, well, go ahead with your question.
Okay, so it's an Andy Griffith question.
Wow.
So this reoccurring guest star from the Brady Bunch was also a reoccurring guest star on the Andy Griffith Show, both with 8 episodes each. I will accept the actor's name or his character from the Brady Bunch.
Wow. Okay, it was the Butcher on the Brady Bunch.
Oh.
The other guy, man, he played everything from the guy that wanted to fight Barney to the guy that was selling produce on the side of the
big
road.
Big guy with the blonde hair.
Yeah. Big guy.
Yep.
Okay. I know who you're talking about, but he was the butcher on the Brady Bunch.
Yes, he was.
So
and he was Alice's boyfriend.
Alice's boyfriend.
Alice's boyfriend, Sam.
Sam the Butcher.
And you can't name all the ones he was on the Andy Griffith Show.
No, really?
He was a different guy.
No.
Role character.
Yeah, every time.
What was his real name, Amanda?
Alan Melvin.
Okay.
I remember that. What my favorite show episode with him on Andy Griffith is when his job was sweeping for the grocery store,
and he was sweeping it out on the street,
and he wanted to fight Barney, and Barney was running from him the whole show.
He
that
would
was a
keep
great
his uniform on the whole time.
Yep, because he couldn't fight him while he had his uniform.
That's
on.
It. Watch that episode.
All right, thank you, Amanda. You take care.
Going to put you on hold. And we'll get your information and send you a ball cap. Let's go back and grab Billy before we go. Can you get
Billy?
All right,
are you there?
Billy, we're going to try it one more time.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay.
All right, we got you.
Go with your question, man.
Yeah.
And Billy, Billy, don't be a hero.
Right. I was going to say that too. Yeah.
Go ahead,
in
Billy.
The story of Samson, when he was cornered in the city with the Philistines, he lifted up the gate. My question is, how far did he carry that gate?
Oh, man. Was it to the – does it tell the distance or where he carried it to? That's the question.
I can't remember.
I can't remember. Hey, anybody to do that, it didn't matter.
That's right.
He just carried them away, man.
Yeah.
And, hey, we don't know. Billy.
I think you stumped us, Billy.
Yeah.
Roughly 40 miles.
40 miles he carried the gate.
They had a hard find way getting home, didn't they?
Wow.
Who did? I'm sorry.
Samson carried the gate close to 40
Why did
miles.
He do that?
Because they wanted to lock him out, didn't they?
Yeah.
Try to lock him out.
And he
said, well, I'll show you.
And he planted it when he got done, he planted it on the mountainside of his homeland to show the strength of God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the mountain, but I Man, way to go, Billy.
Yeah, way to go, Billy. Good.
We're glad you got through. Persistence paid off.
That's a great Bible story right there of Samson. So check that out. Where can you find that, fellas?
Book of Judges.
The Book of Judges.
Yeah, the latter part. He was one of the later judges.
Okay.
Good guy.
All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. And we also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. By the way, if you want to listen to our previous Trivia Friday shows, if you're traveling and just, you know, want to enjoy that or whatever the case may be, we have them all on our website. You just go to AFR.net. And you click on the banner, a podcast for Trivia Friday. We've got Trivia Friday's show for years there. So yep. You can do a bunch of more learning there. Just download that and listen on demand. All right. Let's see. Should we give our – you want to wait till the top of the hour to give our questions or what? How you want to do this? When was the last time we gave them?
At the bottom of the hour.
Let's
go ahead and give it again.
Let's give our questions again, and then when we come back from the news in a few minutes, well, we'll have time for another caller, I think, before that.
All right, so I will add a question. I've had one question answered. If your body makes the sound of borborygmus, what is happening? We need some nurses to chime in here. Mm-hmm. Second question, what NCAA basketball head coach holds the record for most career wins?
Men's or women's?
That is part of the question, but either one.
Okay.
Well, there is one who holds the record. So I'm not saying whether that's a male coach or a men's basketball team coach or a women's basketball team coach. There is a record is what I'm saying. And then here's the question I'll add. What is the only letter in the English language that is never silent? What is the only letter in the English language that is never silent? You know, I have a silent G or something like that.
Yeah.
This is never silent. What letter is it?
Okay. Here's my Andy Griffith Show question. Warren Ferguson was the deputy of Mayberry that took the place of Barney Fife. What citizen of Mayberry was his uncle? And here's baseball question. Come on, baseball fans. Who was the only pitcher to throw a perfect game in the World Series? And then I'm going to add my third question, and it's, I love group names. What is the name of a group of skunks? Okay, it has a name, believe it or not. Huh. What is the name of a group of skunks?
I'm serious about it. I saw a group of skunks on the golf course one time.
Did you really?
Yeah. They were like looked like a family. Like seven or eight of them.
So probably
and a couple
babies.
Of them were white skunks.
Yeah, they do change according to how big, black and white, how much they have. They're not all.
These weren't black and white striped like most skunks. These were straight up white skunks.
Okay.
Huh.
So
I wonder if that has to do with how close they are, how soon afterwards after being born they are.
I didn't explore the reason for that.
You kept your distance, right? Kept your distance.
I just thought they were albino.
Yeah.
Maybe they are.
Squirrels. I mean, not albinos, albino skunks. But, yeah. But that I didn't want to get too close to them either.
No.
Okay. But there's a family of them. We're going across the golf course. All right, here are my two questions. Then we'll go back to the phones. The first vaccine was developed in 1796 for which disease? This was a big deal in human history, folks. The first vaccine was developed in 1796 for which disease? And secondly, what do the letters DNA stand for? We use that term every day. People do. DNA, your DNA, whatever. What is that word? What do those letters stand for? All right, back to the phones.
Okay, Bert. Mississippi. Is it Adeline?
Yes.
Adeline, thank you for calling. Where at in Mississippi are you calling from?
In North Mississippi, Horn Lake.
Okay, Horn Lake. Great,
yeah.
Great.
DeSoto
place.
County.
Yeah.
About an hour and a half from us here.
Yeah. Do you want to answer us or both, Adeline?
Both, please.
Go ahead. Which one?
Okay, I want to answer the one about the DNA.
Good for you, Adeline. Now, are you a nurse?
Absolutely not. Okay. I'm going to tell you how I know the answer.
Okay,
it's
good.
I homeschool.
Okay.
And I'm doing biology right now with my high schooler, so okay. That's the only reason I know.
Okay, well, here's what Adeline's going to answer, folks, if you missed it. The question is, what do the letters DNA stand for, Adeline? Go ahead.
Is it deoxyribonucleic acid?
Yes, it is.
She needs to get some for being able to say it.
Okay, so, Adeline, for an AFR ball cap, free AFR ball cap, spell...
spell DNA.
No, spell that word. You know how to spell it?
Okay, I'm going to try because I really want a hat. But
okay,
I'm
going
to try.
Okay, I'll give you two tries. Go ahead.
Okay. DeoxyRibonucleic acid.
You don't have to do acid. you don't have to do that one. That's a bonus. Do that one more time.
Did I get it right?
Well, I think you did, but in the middle there, you started slurring. I couldn't.
That was in her DNA.
It could be. Go ahead, do it one more time. Go ahead, please.
Okay. DeoxyRibonucleic.
Yeah.
RIBOSE. NUCLEIC.
Okay, you got it all right, except you threw in an unnecessary SE. That's really.
Oh, no.
Listen, I think that was close enough.
It's like 27 letters. You got 25. don't we grade on a curve here?
We do. She doesn't because she homeschools, but we do a little Common Core math.
All right, we're gonna send you the ball cap, okay, for being a good sport.
Yay!
And you almost got it right, unless I wrote it down wrong when researching the question, which may be impossible.
No, I don't think there's an S-E in there. Deoxyribonucleic.
That's what she's trying
to ask your question.
Yeah. You do. Wait. Can you hold up?
Can you hold on through the break?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think she just threw the S-E to try to throw us off.
Throw us? Well, it worked, didn't it?
Yeah, it worked.
We talked.
All right, we're going to be back, and we'll go to Adeline in Horn Lake, Mississippi for her question, and then back to the phones from around the country.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.